people have this sense as English, of English people, the sort of John Betjeman kind of Christianity, you know, the bells of waiting, Advent ring, the Yuletide logs are here again, the villagers, yeah. So that the villagers can say, the church looks nice on Christmas Day. That kind of nostalgic, oldie, pre-1963, pre-sex, pre-all the degeneracy England. And that's what the Church of England sort of was the keeper of the flame of. And now it seems to me that it is not just that he has given in to the surrounding homosexual, woke, you know, leftist culture. It is at the vanguard of it.
I would say this goes right back to the Enlightenment and then postmodernism, the destruction of faith in revelation, because Christianity fundamentally rests on the belief that God speaks, reveals himself. He's revealed himself in history, in creation, in history, and then in the scriptures, and of course, finally and fully in Jesus Christ. Now, once the church began to use enlightenment tools of radical rationalism to read the scriptures and sort of demythologize, for example, the miracles, you're not left with a lot. And once you get rid of that, and then postmodernism comes along where there is no truth, truth is totally negotiable, and that you marry that with the zeitgeist, the spirit of the age, which is all about political correctness, Marxism, wokery, and then obviously cultural Marxism, you're buying into a new religion. And that is what has happened to not just the Church of England, but a whole swathe of Christian denominations that no longer believe in revelation or Jesus or the virgin birth or the resurrection or preaching. And so what's left?